I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome to the Triple A Baseball Talk Podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Kirk and Nolan in the studio, as always, Dirtbags. Great to have you back with us for another week. Hopefully you've been able to get out there, get up, get after it, and get dirty all week long and had a heck of a time doing it. And I know we've been busy here, myself over in France, Nolan back home in Canada. And hey, it just seems like it's going so fast right now between MLB. Nolan's up and rolling with his own baseball, and my team that I'm coaching here, just the weeks are flying by. So we're enjoying it. And like we said, hopefully you guys are all enjoying it as well. So great to have you back, as I said. And as always, you know, we're going to be giving our thoughts and opinions on what's happening around the MLB over the last week. And we're going to be breaking down the importance of understanding how we learn, how our players learn, and how our coaches teach in the second segment. And finally, of course, answering all your great questions that you have for the curtain call segment of the show. So, you know, we greatly appreciate it, and we can't do it without you, as we always say. And, you know, keep sending them in, because it's so fun to receive them and evaluate them and talk with them and contact people personally if it's that type of a question that you have and that you've sent to us. For sure. If it's something that needs our immediate attention, then you know what? We're going to get in touch with you and we're going to discuss it and make sure it's understood and we can help fix the problem or give some advice, give a different opinion, give it a different way of looking at things as well, whether it's you as a player, parent, or a coach. So doesn't matter who you are, send them in to us. If you have questions, reach out to us. So, and of course, we invite you to check out our online store for your Dirtbag swag at dirtbagbaseballnation.com for all our apparel and the college playbook. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And it's the same thing. It's at Dirtbag Baseball Talk to receive notifications on all our videos. And this week, I am going to be making a video with the team over at Win Reality. And as always, you can contact us directly, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com, or follow us on Facebook at DirtbagBaseballNation or at Kirk McNabb, where you can DM us with any of your questions you have about training. You need help developing an impenetrable mindset. You're interested in having us come and do a guest speaking engagement. Have a product you'd like us to review, or you'd like to be a sponsor, collaborator, partner with us here on the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast and Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. That's where you can get in touch with us. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're going to get up and get going with it. So, hey, back soon.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code WELLNESS for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code WELLNESS. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, time to get up. What's happening around the MLB? And I know you got a laundry list, Paul, so let's get at her.
So the first All-Star voting update has come out. Six players right now currently sit over a million votes. One very surprising player to me, Alejandro Kirk, Toronto Blue Jays catcher, with basically 1.05 million votes. Obviously, you get your other superstars, Mike Trout, 1.3. Aaron Judge is the overall leader at 1.5. Mookie Betts is leading the NL with 1.4.5. Then we got Ronald Acuna with 1.4 and Bryce Harper with basically the same as Alejandro Kirk at 1.06. They're currently the only three or only six guys with over 1 million votes. Your other leaders are Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first, Jose Altuve at second, Rafael Devers at third, Bo Bichette at short, Yordan Alvarez at DH. For the NL side, you got Wilson Contreras, catcher, Paul Goldschmidt at first, Jazz Chisholm Jr. at second, Manny Machado at third, Trey Turner at short, and then obviously Betts as the starting outfielder, Acuna as second place for the All-Star vote for outfielders, Jock Peterson's third, DH, Bryce Harper. That one actually very much does not surprise me on the NL side. A lot of those guys you kind of expect to be right where they are.
The only one that surprises me, Nolan, and again, he's not having the offensive side of things like he usually does. There's no question about it. But, I mean, Acuna jumps in there, and he still missed the first part of that season. And one glaring oversight for me right now is what's happening with the Nationals and voting in Juan Soto.
Yeah, he's not having that same year, though. He's not.
I know he's not, but man, it's Juan Soto. Look what he did after the All-Star game last year. That's when he took off.
It's a chip on his shoulder, and trust me, I mean, I can't say anything about the way that the fans are voting for the NL side of it. Let's be honest, Mookie Betts, he's been top three MVP up to this point in the season. Obviously, he's got the fractured rib, so he'll be out for an extended period of time. So he'll maybe end up getting back by the All-Star break. But realistically, that's a tentative date, I think, at this point in time. Jock Peterson, though, he's had a hell of a start to the year. So one of those things where he had the flair, obviously, last year, helped the Atlanta Braves win the World Series, rocking those pearls, even when they were down in Atlanta this past week. Rocking the pearls still, man. Loved it. Got his World Series ring. Big guy. Big showtime guy. He loves it, loves the flair, loves the dramatics, and I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the home run derby as well. But yeah, I mean, for the rest of the guys, the one surprising name to me that's not included on any of the top threes, and the sad thing is I don't even know where he falls under for the All-Star game in terms of where he can be voted on, is Tommy Edman. I know we talked about it in last week's episode a little bit, but guy's still number one in the NL for WAR. He's the best defensive player in the NL probably this year. Like, he's playing shortstop at a Gold Glove level, playing second base at a Gold Glove level, hitting nearly 300, 8 bombs, 26 RBIs, right up there for most of the run and stolen base categories. Like, dude's had a heck of a year, and he's being snubbed, in my opinion. Absolutely snubbed. Now, I don't know whether he falls in as a second baseman or as a shortstop, but that's a dude that needs to get some votes picked up for him. Because when you're leading the whole major leagues for WAR, and you're not in the All-Star game, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So what else do you have first?
So then we got the first team to 50 wins. Your New York Yankees, Kirk. How are you feeling about that one? Gerrit Cole looked dominating last night. Or two nights ago, sorry.
Played his tempo.
Oh, my goodness.
They're healthy. They're rocking and rolling. They're winning. It's life is good right now in the Bronx. It's as simple as that. There's nothing to dwell on. Everybody knows it. You can call them all the names you want to call them if you hate them, and you can call them all the names if you love them. Been a long time since they've all been healthy. They're all healthy. They've got the depth. They look like a World Series team right now. It's as simple as that. But by tomorrow, who knows what could happen, right? So today, yeah, they're World Series champions for me. 50. And doesn't they dominated Toronto, they dominated the Rays before that. I mean, they look good. Just as simple as that.
Yeah, it's funny. Going into the year, I mean, I predicted that the Rays were going to win the AL East again this year. But I don't think anybody was expecting Anthony Rizzo to have the impact that he has had on that lineup. Mixing him in there perfectly as that one lefty component. Obviously, last year he was kind of hit and miss, I'd say, is the best way to describe him with the Yankees. He never really got rolling, per se. He had a couple of moments there where he definitely helped them out, but it's not like he was this year. This year, he's been that key piece to an all-righty lineup, and you love to see him having a bounce-back year. Jumping over to the NL side, we got a 6'8" rookie making his debut and throwing 96.7 across the field from shortstop. O'Neill Cruz. What a cannon. My goodness. I have not seen a shortstop throw a ball like that in I don't know how long. And he took his time with it and fired an absolute seed. Michael Chavis, credit go over to you as well, man. That was a heck of a stretch that you had over there. Did the splits almost. But either way, I'm looking at that. I'm like, that is a cannon. I don't know if he's going to stick at shortstop. That's kind of been the knock. Going throughout the minor leagues, not because he can't play defensively, but because he's 6'8". You just don't see shortstops that tall playing
crazy
for that long. Like, I mean,
crazy.
Hell, if they switch Key Brian Hayes and him around third base and shortstop, I wouldn't be surprised down the line. But either way, I mean, right now it's one of those things where that kid, he's gonna light up some radar guns, and it's not even on the mound.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Carlos Correa, he dials it up there and stuff like that. He can get a little giddy up across the infield. I mean, there's others in that, not maybe in that range. Correa is for sure. But, you know, exactly right. And you know, by all accounts and the little taste we've seen, two games, but, you know, 6'8", the body works. Like, that's what's crazy about it. He's a young kid, 23, right? I think he is. And 6'8". But yet his body works. He swings it well. He fields it well. He handles himself well. Like, that's kudos to you, brother. Kudos to you. Another big stud coming down the lineup. And hey, you know what? Good for the Buccos. Good for the Buccos to have him in on that team. They need him. They need him. Put him and Hayes on the left side. Something to look forward to. That's awesome.
Shout out to the Phillies. We wrote them off a couple of weeks ago. 15 out of 17. Last time I checked, it's a team all of a sudden. Now they're making that hunt. They got right back up over 500 after firing Girardi. Like,
crazy. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's a team that all of a sudden, I mean, we predicted that they might be a wild card team at the start of the year. And hell, It's a team, like we said, offensively, they got juggernauts. Defensively, they're still atrocious. But Aaron Nola, I made the mistake last week of saying that he was having a subpar year. That dude is, he's up there again, 99 strikeouts this year. His stuff looks electric. I mean, it's not overpowering by any means, but that slider curveball combination that he's got working on, a little bit of the changeup as well. Like he's
you know
Tyson.
It. You know it as a player, right? You know it as a player, and we talk about it with Showalter. We talk about it with Bobby Melvin, you know, La Russa from time to time or whatever. Bobby Cox back in the day once he settled in and became a really good manager. But it's amazing how when you get the freedom to just play, the changes and how you can be natural and just be who you are. And you're seeing that out of them right now, right? You're seeing it out of them. They made the managerial move. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, like we said. But again, it's right now it's working for them. And so good for them. Good timing. They're not getting Bryce back anytime soon or whatever. And that. He's got the UCL. So like we talked about last week, great that they have the DH set up. But right now for the Phillies, ride it, big dog. Ride it out and get her going. And they are. So hats off, brothers.
And here's something that I want to carry over to the next segment as well. Two guys. One guy gets his statue erected. The other guy gets his number retired. Ryan Zimmerman and Sandy Koufax. Congratulations. But like I said, I want to talk more about them in the next segment as well. So stay tuned.
Yeah, two very deserving people. Absolutely, for sure. Yeah. So absolutely, they are. So, yeah.
So, yeah, stay tuned. Grab your favorite drink. Get ready right back after the break. We'll be coming back hot.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, Dirtbags, great to have you back with us. And as we were talking about before the break, Nolan would brought up about the Ryan Zimmerman and Sandy Koufax statue presentations and erections. And so, you know, before we get going with the absolute importance of understanding how we learn, how our players learn, and how our coaches teach, we want to go over that. But also, as we break it down for you and stuff like that, like Nolan said, it really is relative to it at the end of the day. And statues happen to be a byproduct of it for certain players at the end of their career, right, Nolan?
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing. You put in the work, you buy into what the team is trying to do and instill. And obviously, you got to have complete confidence in your own ability. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, okay, am I a team player? So then that way the team actually keeps me long enough to earn those rewards that both Ryan Zimmerman and Sandy Koufax got. And B, can I help the team win at the end of the day? Because if you're not a team guy, then A, you can't help the team win. And B, you're going to either get A, cut, or B, traded.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Like we've talked about it for years, whether it's you and me or Braden in with us as well, and the fact of how overlooked this little component is with teams, organizations at all levels, from the pros to college to high school to youth baseball. It doesn't matter. I mean, this is one of the most vital components of building a successful team that you could possibly have. We're talking about four different types of learning styles, right? And so one is visual learners, all right? Visual learners. Do you learn visually? Do your players learn visually? All right? Does your son or daughter learn visually? All right? Do they need to see things written down for them? Are they auditory learners? All right? Do they have to listen to stuff? Do they have to have it repeated a few times? Is there that type of stuff with them and things like that? Okay. Three, are they reading and writing learners? Now, I know you're sitting there going, oh man, come on, Kirk and Nolan, I don't have time for all this stuff. And that's the whole point of it, is most coaches fall into that trap and they just only want to teach the way they were taught or the way they learned. They don't want to think outside the box. And I'm not saying this is easy to do this type of stuff. I'm saying you have to do this type of stuff. All right. And the last one is kinesthetic learners. All right. Are you learning by doing? Are you learning by actions? Are you learning? And most of sports is like, right, it's actually getting up and doing it physically and making it work from there. So the bottom line is Nolan and I, we've seen successful teams with it after they've started understanding and communicating with us, but we've also seen catastrophic teams when they just don't get it. And so there's multiple ways of doing it. Well, I shouldn't say there's multiple ways of doing it, but what's important for me, and I'll let you jump back into it, Nolan, is If you have to identify how you learn as a coach, a player, first and foremost. Then you have to learn how your players do it, each individual one. That's just a part of being a great coach. That's the difference maker between great coaches and just being a coach. You have to learn how every one of your players work. And if you don't work every one, which is 100% going to happen, you need to find people on your coaching staff that work to certain related players, and you have to allow them that confidence and trust in you and the freedom to go and do it with that player and have that player understand that you're totally comfortable with it, even though you're the head coach. This is a separate thing for you to learn on. And Nolan, I know you've been a part of it with your college career, the same as I was, and maybe you can talk to it a little bit or share some other stories you have.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, when I was in college, one of the things that coaches really like to try and do is just the auditory learning or auditory teaching, because it's just the quickest and simplest thing to do. And that way, if I tell the kid, this is how I want it done, and then they don't do it, then it validates, okay, I can put him on the bench. But in reality, not all kids learn that way. Like I was a visual learner, so I had to actually see someone do it in order for me to understand, okay, this is the way that the body works in correspondence with what the drill is and in correspondence with what I'm supposed to be doing at this particular time. So, for example, my coach made me do this back leg hitting drill. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out because he had me just plant it on my front foot and then take a step back and try and swing. And I couldn't understand what he was trying to do. And he never actually gave me any sort of reasoning behind it. He never really went into further detail. He just said, step on your back foot and try and swing. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing that and I'm doing that and I'm doing that. I'm not seeing any progress. And I'm like, okay, coach, like what is the point of this drill? And he's like, well, I'm trying to get you to stay on your back leg longer. I'm like, okay, but I'm in baseball, we stride forward and then shift our weight onto the back leg. When our back leg starts moving forward, if you're one of those type of swingers, which I was at that point in time, where I was a high leg lift, I'd take my stride, my back leg would actually lift off of the ground, push forward a little bit, and my weight would transfer onto my back half that way. So my momentum was still going forward, but all of a sudden, then I'd change it just before I had actually swung the bat and got all my weight onto my back half so I could drive the ball that way. But he was like, yeah, you just eliminate that front step movement and you just work off of the back half. I hated the drill. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it was the stupidest drill of all time. But he seemed to think it worked, and it seemed to validate him being able to put me in the nine hole in the lineup. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this is not even remotely close to how a hitter should swing or anything along those lines. And he never went into further detail on it. So that's one of those things where I had a tough time. And it wasn't just me, though. Like, there was multiple hitters on my team that were all saying the same thing as me. Like, our coach did not do a good job of explaining it because I don't think he actually could explain it. And it's one of those ones where, it's one of those ones where literally, like, as a coach, if I'm trying to explain something to a kid, I better be able to show it to him as well. So then that way, like you said, okay, I'm knocking off all the boxes, whether it's a visionary learner, or sorry, an auditory learner, a visual learner, a kinesthetic learner, however you want to try and learn. Obviously, there's no reading and writing per se in this particular element, but at the same time, it's like, okay, coach, I need to actually watch what you're doing. Same as when it comes to fielding and pitching drills. When it comes to fielding drills, I want to know, okay, how am I supposed to move through a certain ball in order to angle myself perfectly or at least into a better position to make a play to a certain base? For example, a ball's hit to my left as a third baseman. How can I take the most effective route in order to get that out at second base if there's a ball hit in front of me, hit behind me, hit to my right type of deal? Like moving balls, right? Straight up, it's pretty easy. You just kind of field it going through the ball, make your throw over to second base. But there's all sorts of different things where it's like, okay, coach, if you know something and you're just saying, okay, yeah, you need to attack this ball. Okay.
Hey, that's, I get it. That's, I mean, what we're talking about. That's right. Exactly right. And these are tough things. Hey, we're making it sound easy and stuff like that, but this is probably one of the biggest obstacles that any player or parent of a player as well will go over, because we live in a generation where everything is, you know, oh God, I can't say anything as a coach wrong to the player or whatever it is, right? The player's always right, so on and so forth. But yes, that's part of the reason why it gets so tough, but you have to have the confidence. You have to have the ability to sit there and say, first of all, identify how you learn, how your son or daughter learns. And then you have to communicate that with the coaches. You have to, because that coach could be similar or they could be different, especially at the youth level and stuff like that. Hey, if you end up fighting over it and it doesn't work or whatever in that, then at least you tried. Hey, we're the first ones to feel terrible when that happens, and that sucks, because we're challenging all of you coaches out there, as well as parents and players, to all work together. If you're a college player in that, listen to this one, you need to be talking to your coach. You've got to get this right, because it goes back to what Nolan was saying with Ryan Zimmerman and Sandy Koufax. You can go down the list of people, Greg Maddux, you know, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, the list goes on and on. They're all pros. They all have their own way of doing things and that, but they've had to have that communication, whether it was, you know, getting it all worked out, or just to the fact of, hey, you know what? I need to learn by doing it myself in a quiet area.
Well, I'd say
Maddox would go down there. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd say one of the most prolific names actually is Tim Lincecum, because Tim Lincecum had a bunch of Division One offers, but he ended up going to the only D1 that allowed him to be himself and pitch like his nickname, the Freak, pitch like the freak that he was. Because he was, don't get me wrong, like obviously they still worked with him mechanically on certain stuff to eventually get him into a two-time Cy Young winner. But at the end of the day, though, he did what was best for him, and the coaches allowed him to have the freedom to do what was best for him, because they knew, okay, certain guys are Mustangs. We don't want to rein them in. We just got to let them be. And he was one of those guys. So that's kind of my point, is at the same time, like coaches, they got to understand, okay, I can't teach one way of hitting to a kid that's, in my particular situation, 5'6", 180 pounds when I went to college, the same way that I teach a 6'5", 260-pound first baseman how to hit a ball. Like, it's just two totally different styles of hitting.
That's exactly right, right? And at the end of the day, here you go. A successful coach is one who does not only disseminate knowledge and encourage learning, but can also identify the learning styles of each individual player and tend to each one of them. That's it. And that goes back to our collecting data, right, Nolan? At first, when we meet people, so we don't suffocate them and overwhelm them by, oh, you've got to do this and this and this and this. And building a relationship of trust network, learning who they are as a person. That's what we're talking about, people, okay? So you have to. It's a must. We got to take a break, unfortunately. We will be back with the curtain call right after this break.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com. Now.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags, and it's time for the curtain call questions. Thank you for sending them in to us as always. And Noli, we talked about it a little bit at the top of the show or whatever, and I gave it my answer, but time for you now. Can anyone beat those New York Yankees right now?
Thank God it's not football, because that one game series, it's impossible to say that no one can't beat them. Best of five, best of seven. As of right now, with the way that all the AL rosters are made up, damn tough. They're the damn Yankees for a reason. It is a stacked lineup, and you know that they're going to make another move at the deadline. Like Gleyber Torres, he's had a significant bounce back year where it looks like he's turned back the clock. And that's not even saying anything, really. Like, he's still a young kid, obviously, but I'm just saying he looks more like his year one, year two Gleyber Torres than the past couple of years where he's just struggled. Obviously, you got your big boys that we talked about at the top of the episode. Stanton is still doing what he's been doing, and I'm surprised that he stayed healthy this long into the season. Judge, same boat. I mean, he's AL MVP right now. Obviously, Rizzo, we talked about him. Even Luis Trevino, their new catcher that they got there. I didn't know what to expect from him, but he's been great. It's a very tough team to beat. Let's put it that way. I don't know if there is a team in the AL right now that can actually beat them. Like, the Jays have a chance just because the Jays played them tough this past weekend. And once they get all their guys kind of rolling and everything like that, there's a possibility. Best of five, maybe best of seven. I can't see it.
Like I said, I don't like the way Berrios is pitching right now. You lose Ryu last week, like we talked about. They've got to go out and get a pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, the extra wild card is awesome. There's no question, right? That's a saving grace, having the extra wild card. But at some point, if you're going to go beat them, you've got to go get that starting pitcher if you're the Blue Jays. There's no question about it. Lineup for lineup? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think they can pound balls both sides from or whatever and that. But when the Yankees are actually leading the AL or Major League Baseball, I think it is, with the ERA right now out of their starters. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, and everybody loves talking about how it's a home run friendly park and everything like that. Yeah, it is, but explain to me why their numbers are so good. Like, the Yankees pitchers are dominating in their own park, too. So,
not a staff you would think would be in the first overall. Not a staff you would think were first overall. So, you're right. Yeah, I agree with you. I think great call on the football. One game series, absolutely. Anything's possible. But right now, in either a five-game series or a seven-game series, I just don't see how they lose.
The only way that they could lose, let's be honest, Houston Astros, as much as everybody hates the Astros, three out of the past five World Series. Let's be honest, it's a good team. They're first place in the AL West right now. They have that postseason experience. They have that World Series experience. They've beaten the Yankees in the postseason. That's the only team that I can think of. I just can't see it happening this year, though. Houston's not that team.
All right, there you have it. Here's a good one. What relatively unknown players will use the Midsummer Classic as their welcome to the national spotlight moment?
So we talked about him at the top of the episode. One of the six guys right now with over 1 million votes, Alejandro Kirk. Kudos to you, man. I don't even know how tall the guy is. I think he's 5'8".
There's nobody of the border. There's nobody in the U.S. that knows who this player is.
No.
So those votes are coming in from Toronto Blue Jays fans. Good for them. Good for them supporting that guy.
Maybe Buffalo. People from Buffalo might know who he is just because he played for the Bisons. But Outside of that, yeah, you're not wrong, though, because, yeah, literally, if you're an American out there and you know who Alejandro Kirk is, and you can say that with a straight face, more power to you, man. Because, yeah, there is nobody right now on the top three for all the All-Star vote gettings that nobody has heard of, like, outside
he's
of Kirk.
He's leading the American League for war for catchers. Maybe all of MLB right now with, I think, 2.2 war right now. I mean, he's always been an offensive machine and that. He's putting it together defensively. He's putting himself in the lineup every night for the Toronto Blue Jays. And what a great story. No question. A great story. Another one for me coming out there that he's probably got a few accolades, but with the way Pittsburgh is, I know you talked about him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and that's their relief pitcher, David Bednar. He's got to be the pick for Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Like that, it's too tough to really talk about pitchers right now just because pitchers are voted on like at the very last by kind of the MLB and staff and stuff like that. But David Bednar, he's going to be a guy on the National League roster. My goodness, I get watching Pittsburgh games are not very fun. That guy is dominant.
Yeah.
I love watching his stuff. And he's, like we said about him a couple weeks ago, big old country fastball. Here you go. Come get it. Let's see if you can hit it. I'm going to blow it past you. And that's the way that he is, man. He just looks like a bulldog. And I love him.
There's your stats on him, right? Posting a 1.34 ERA across 33 and two-thirds innings. Every Monday, he had a 2.36 FIP and has converted 11 of 13 save opportunities. Doesn't sound like much, but don't forget that he's playing with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The other guy.
This big old country hoss, like you said, man. He's just a crunchy boy. You love it, right? It's old school. Oh, man. Get up there, and here it comes.
And the other guy who I think, NL side, that not a lot of people know about, they might know about him just because he registers 103 on the gun, but Ryan Helsley. That's another under-the-radar name just because the Cardinals don't go with a true closer. They're going closer by committee. He's done most of the nine inning recently just because his ERA, I think, is still sub one for the year, and he's averaging about 16 K per nine. But dude's stuff is legit, throwing over 100 consistently. Like I said, he's got the hardest pitch this year at 103 and change. I think it was 103.1, 103.2, something like that. Nasty slider, though, to go with it. So I think those are going to be the two NL guys. AL, I mean, hell, another guy that probably not a lot of people have heard of in terms of relievers is Clay Holmes.
Yeah.
That dude set the New York Yankees record for most scoreless innings pitched consecutively this past week. He's another guy that, very much under the radar. But he replaced Aroldis Chapman as the closer there, actually. So he's another guy that I don't know if a lot of people out there know about him or not, but he's going to be representing the New York Yankees in the All-Star game. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. And I got three other American League guys that are kind of surprised or whatever in that. I mean, one's a senior on the circuit or whatever, and that, but a throwback, and we talked about him last week, Martin Perez out of Texas. He's not just a welcome to the spotlight. His is just a good story, so I throw his name in there. But a couple of other guys, Ty France with the Mariners. A lot of people don't think about him when you're talking about the Mariners right there, right? But, you know, sitting there at a 2.2 F4 and just doing nice little things up there. And a shout-out to Paul Blackburn, exactly right. Paul Blackburn with the Athletics. Nobody's paying attention to them at all and stuff like that. But all of a sudden, he's sitting there with a 2.26 ERA, ranking fifth among qualified American League starters right now, and just ahead of future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander. So, you know, it's just a few guys like that that, you know what, hopefully they can sustain it over the next couple of weeks or whatever, make that flight out to LA and get their moment in the sun, if they call it. All right. Here's a good one, Nolly. I got mine already locked in. Who's been your best off-season signing up to this point?
Well, I can tell you this much. I predicted wrong, very wrong, at the start of the year when I said Corey Seager. I expected Corey Seager to do a lot more for that Texas Rangers lineup than what I figured was going to happen. I know which way you're going to go, so obviously I got to pivot off of him. But
No, go with it.
I got to pivot off of him. That's a very tough one, but I'm going to say Justin Verlander. I know that's a cop-out because technically he was a free agent. and he had legitimate interest. It came out this past week that he had legitimate interest in both the Toronto Blue Jays, who were his number two team. I think that's because of George Springer, let's be honest. And sure, the New York Yankees were his number three. And that might be because of Gerrit Cole. That might just be because it's the Yankees, let's be honest. But Justin Verlander, in terms of what he's done for the Houston Astros staff and everything like that, you imagine if he wasn't there? I don't think they'd be sitting in first place in the AL West right now. I can tell you that.
No. That staff hasn't looked good.
No, and he's turned back the clock. He's looked, well, He's just been Justin Verlander. He's back to being healthy. He's dominating again. Like, he's had, what, two bad games?
Was last week.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. Like, he's been the Justin Verlander that we've known.
Last weekend.
Yeah, he's been the Justin Verlander that we've known for the past 15, 16 years, ever since he broke into the league in, what, 2005, 2006? Like, one of those guys that, hell, more power to you, man. You've dominated the AL for your entire career. Why not dominate it for one more year?
Yeah, he's a beast. He's an ace with an attitude. That's why he's there. Mine is right back to what you talked about earlier in the show, Anthony Rizzo. I just think that was just such a sign. I said that all winter long that, man, why he is on the table. Why he is on the table. Unless he only wanted to go back to the Yankees himself, which never really came out if he did. It never came out. He talked about replacing him down in Atlanta, all kinds of stuff. Hands down, 19 bombs, just doing Anthony Rizzo-like stuff. Getting signed late in the year.
And get her done, big fella. Pennies on the dollar compared to what they could have been paying Freddie Freeman. And I'd say arguably he's done better than Freddie Freeman this year.
100%. 100%. So we got to try to slide this one in. So you got to get right down to the points. What is it about Mike that separates him from the rest of the league?
I don't know if it's supreme confidence. I think it's a fear factor on the pitchers. The pitchers go in there knowing that you're facing Mike Trout and this guy can do damage on literally any pitch. And you're seeing him hitting pitches that are 99% of the MLB cannot hit out of the park. And he's hitting them out of the park. So he's just, you could say whatever you want to about Mike Trout, but that dude is just a freak at the end of the day. That is God-given talent on top of his extremely high work ethic. And he just goes up there with the best confidence I think I've ever seen in a hitter to hit whatever ball he wants to, wherever he wants to, whenever he wants to, a.k.a. Vladimir Guerrero Sr. That's basically the best comp that I can make for him, but he's under control.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about this. I'm actually putting it in our notes for next week's segment, too. I want to talk about him and the guys coming down the pipe to take him because, you know, it was Wolves before Trout and Trout now. But there's a lot of stuff we can dive into, and I think a lot of stuff that we need to dive into as far as Mike Trout goes, and deservedly so. And deservedly so for all of you dirtbags out there listening to the show. I think it deserves, part of it is what we talked about, understanding how he learns. That's a small part of it. Understanding who he is, understanding how the family ties, and there's so many elements to what makes Mike Trout who he is. Another big thing for me, it's almost like what he had that career worst at the 1st of June, right? End of May, 1st of June, Nolan, where he went 0-26 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was almost like Greg Maddux used to do. You heard stories back in the day where he was doing spring training and he would give up home runs to rookies so they would come back to the dugout and say, oh, well, this Greg Maddux guy, why would he win Cy Young's? He sucks. I just hit a bomb. And the rest of the veterans are sitting there laughing at the guy thinking, you're never going to get a hit off this guy. Mike Trout's almost like he lets them strike him out for a period of time to think that that's his weak area and then just to go on a tear again. But it's not as simple as that. It's unbelievable. So that is a fantastic question that I really want to get deep into with you next week, Nolan, because there's some other players coming down the pipe, like we said. So you know what, Dirtbags, thanks for sending them in. Continue to send them in. And we're going to be right back here after the break with our final thoughts.
Have Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back to our final thoughts, Dirtbags. Nolly, you gotta get dirty, brother.
The pitch clock is coming, folks. Minor league average game times this year, 2 hours, 35 minutes. Down from 304 last year at this time. MLB is already preparing for the possibility of the addition in 2023. 29 minutes is a significant amount of time that it is cut off from games. Let's be very honest, and everybody knows that it's coming. I don't know if the robot umpires will be coming next year either with the implementation of the pitch clocks. I'd imagine they probably will be, and that'll speed up the games even more. But let's be very honest, 29 minutes, that is a significant amount of time. So fans, be ready for the pitch clocks next year.
Hey, dirtbags. My final thoughts are as simple as this, man. Go out and actually be dirtbags. Go out and actually get after it. Get dirty. Don't sit on your hands. Don't let people take this amazing game from you, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach. Or what are we at? We're at June 23rd already. Man, time flies, man. Time flies, so do not sit around wasting it. Get out there and get after it. Every single game, every single practice, embrace this game. Remember, the game doesn't owe us anything. We own the game, everything. And we're just a great opportunity to be a part of it, whether we're here on the podcast, we're on a ball field somewhere, we're training anywhere around the world. It doesn't matter. Got this opportunity, so let's all be dirtbags and let's all get after it, okay? Nolan and I want to remind you to make sure you go to DirtbagBaseballNation.com to get your favorite dirtbag swag in the college playbook. If you're going through the college recruiting process, it's right there, $4.99. It's as easy as pie to do it. Buy it. It's downloaded right onto your computer, and you're away to the races. As simple as that. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Like I said at the top of the show, we've got Win Reality coming up here in the next couple of weeks, a multi-segment show. We're excited about that. Looking forward to bringing that to you. Hey, if you got a question for us, follow us, direct message us on Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation with any of those questions you have, or you want to have a question spoke about on the curtain call question. That's where we go. You know what time of the week it is. It is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.